And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
It's a disgrace that Americans would ever have to worry about being spied upon in such a frighteningly repressive way, but sadly it's been happening since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. You see, in some places, police are now using surveillance technology to gather geolocation data and private phone messages from women seeking abortions. And depending upon further court rulings, such tactics could be used to investigate other intensely private and personal matters, such as in vitro fertilization treatment and birth control. And in all such instances, it's utterly outrageous. Fortunately, some courageous elected leaders, including North Carolina's own Congresswoman Deborah Ross, aren't having it. Last week, Ross joined in co-sponsoring a new bill in the U.S. House called the Reproductive Data Privacy and Protection Act that would ban such creepy Big Brother tactics. And hooray for her. The bottom line, government spying of this kind is un-American and simply beneath contempt. Ross's bill should become law as soon as possible. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.